You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, here with my friend Lyle Spencer, who is our columnist, who is located in Southern California and allegedly keeps track of everything going on with all of the Southern California teams. So, Lyle, thank you very much for joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Padres. I guess it's been kind of a rough go for them lately. They had three in-game injuries in one game, and are just trying to, I guess, stay on the field at this point. So a disappointing season seems to be getting to be even a bigger challenge in September.
Yeah, you know, it's been so frustrating in so many ways, and of all places for dark clouds to gather and hover. San Diego has the best weather in the country, so you don't expect this to happen in that beautiful city.
I know. Well, you know, one bright thing, I guess, would be Tyson Ross. On the Padres website, there was an article about, like, is he a staff ace? What is your criteria for a staff ace? I mean, he has, his last outing, he held the Rangers to seven scoreless innings and a 7-0 win. He struck out seven, so I guess seven was his lucky number. In his past seven games, he's 4-1 with a 2.76 ERA. So, I mean, that's the one thing the Padres really haven't had, is like that one guy that is really like the, just the go-to guy who's going to nail it down almost every time out. Can he be that guy?
Yeah, I think he's been moving in this direction. And, you know, we always wondered, would it be him or Cashner? And at this point, Ross has moved past Cash, and I'm a little surprised by that. I just felt Cashner was going to be one of these dominant-type pitchers, and he still might be. You know, he has the equipment, the attitude. They're very similar in a lot of ways, with overpowering stuff and, they have aggressive mindsets. I do think there is, if the Padres fans are looking for something to be enthused about, I think these two guys together could emerge as a great duo, and that's not to overlook James Shields, who is, one of the most durable and really best pitchers of the era. And starting pitching-wise, I thought they were going to be in great shape, and they've been in pretty decent shape. The issues, obviously, have been elsewhere.
Yeah, it's one of those head-scratchers that we've been talking about it all season. It's kind of odd just because of the ballpark that the Padres play in. You think that it would be easier to develop some of your own pitchers. Like, we just did a Rockies podcast, and, I mean, they're just trying to figure out how to get guys tough enough to be able to withstand the challenges that you have pitching a Coors Field. You think in San Diego, I mean, they're allowed to draft really good pitchers just like everybody else.
Right.
And obviously it's the position players that they have not really had a lot of success with over the last 15 years, really getting that slugger coming out of their organization. But is it a little surprising that they just don't seem to ever have that, like, number one guy?
Well, it is. A lot of things about San Diego have been surprising to me. First of all, I said this year the park seems to have played much better for hitters. I know Matt Kemp has had a terrific season in Petco Park. And, I covered the team in several years when it was just considered, absolutely intimidating for hitters. They didn't want to play there. They didn't want anything to do with Petco, and it seems to me it's been a pretty neutral park this year. So I'm sure there are weather conditions and things involved with that are much too deep for me to understand. But the idea that free agent position players never wanted to go to San Diego, that should change. If this is a trend that holds and it becomes a fair park, because let's face it, there's no better place to live, I think, in the country than San Diego. It should be it should be a place where free agents, all free agents, are thrilled to have the opportunity to go there. So, it's just kind of puzzling to me. This whole season, from their point of view, has been hard for me to understand. They got off to such a rough start, and then it started to look like they were getting it together, and then it just didn't hold. And it could be that, that a lot of changes. Buddy Black was moved out, and Murphy comes in, and you see, different position players, moving in and out. And I think what San Diego is looking for is to find a formula and stick with it, and let it develop and nurture.
So, assuming that they do a managerial search, I'm assuming that Murphy's not. I mean, he'll be a candidate, but sounds like they're going to want to go out and look extensively. What type of manager do they need? It's so hard to. I mean, they say like the way that the ebb and flow of things go. If you have a fiery manager, the next one will be laid back, and the next one will be fiery, and then it kind of goes like that. What do Padres need?
Well, that's a great question, and I wish I had a definitive answer. I'm not. I don't have a lot of inside information into what their thinking is. But from the outside, if I can look at this as a fan, a guy that I would love to look into, I don't know if the interest is there on either side, but Tim Flannery, who was the Giants third base coach and is, one of the more dynamic personalities in baseball, is he retired or left San Francisco this year to be with family. He lives right up the road from Petco. He's a guy that if I were looking for a manager, he's a guy that I would definitely try to take a run at and see if there's mutual interest. I just think he has the personality, the knowledge. I think he could be a great manager. But like I say, I have no insight into what the thinking is there. That's just me as an observer and as a fan. And I saw what Flannery did with these three-time champion Giants, the impact he had internally on that team. Players loved the guy. I'm sure if he wanted to be a manager, he could be very successful.
Wow, that would be a fun name to throw around once the season's over.
It would
that would be pretty awesome.
Guy.
Everybody loves him.
It would be a fun guy for everybody to be around because he has energy unlike pretty much anybody else. And I tell you what, he reminds me in so many ways of Joe Maddon. And I've always, said the two most interesting guys in baseball are Joe Maddon and Tim Flannery. So, I'm biased toward Flannery because I know him and I know just how great he is.
Wow. Okay, so I want to end this with a random conversation about the unwritten rules. And the reason I bring this up is because, mainly because, the team, the Padres, are not in contention. So let's talk about something fun here. But the other thing, I've heard from, younger managers who find these unwritten rules to be stupid and they kind of want them to go by the wayside, and they're not quite ready to put their name on this proclamation. But there seems to be a movement to where some of these things. I personally hate unwritten rules because I feel like they've become this thing that fans just say, and they don't really quite understand what an unwritten rule is, and everything is an unwritten rule, and it just gets ridiculous. Okay, so I'm going to give you a choice of three unwritten rules, and let's pretend that you're allowed to outlaw one of them for the rest of time. So only one of these. Okay.
Okay.
No closer comes in on the road in a tie game. No stealing bases after the sixth inning when you're up by six. No drag bunting and a no-hitter. Okay, so you can outlaw one of those unwritten rules forever. Which one would you pick and why?
Wow, those are all really interesting ones. The whole notion, And I've seen this before. The last one you mentioned, no drag bunny in a no hitter late. I've seen this happen before. I recall an instance in Detroit a few years ago where Justin Verlander had a no hitter going in a 1 or 2 run game, and Eric Ibar puts a bunt down, and Verlander fields it, throws it wildly. He's very upset. It's ruled an error, so he still has the no-hitter, but he's really upset, and he's, you know, kind of ranting at Ibar and the Angels, and Jared Weaver was pitching that day, and he's very upset that Verlander would take such exception because, you know, both obviously these were two of the best teams in the league at the time, and they both want to win. And the, you know, this whole notion that you have to respect a pitcher's right to pursue a no-hitter without bunting really is always struck me as very odd. The pitcher, you know, nobody's going to say anything if he busts a great hitter inside and maybe hits him with a pitch to get him out of the equation in his no-hit bid. Nobody's going to say anything about that. But this idea that a bunt is just sacrilegious when a guy's got a no-hitter going, I think that's crazy. You're trying to win the game any way you can. And so that's one that's always irritated me, actually.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Especially if it's the winnable game, it's the close game.
Right.
And you're in a pennant race, and, I mean, you gotta be kidding me. Like, that's the only thing that would matter to me.
Your loyalty is to your team and, you know, your fans. It's not to that guy on the mound who's trying to get a slice of history. I mean, come on. This is competition, and that shouldn't be a factor at all, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I agree with you. Okay, so we have eliminated forever the unwritten rule of no drag bunting and a no-hitter. So congratulations.
We can only hope, Allison.
All right, Lyle, great talking to you. Appreciate it, and I'm sure that we will be ringing you again soon.
All right, Allison. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.